السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. This is Yasser Qadhi on behalf of Muslim Matters. For further interesting Islamic podcasts, please log on to our website www.muslimmatters.org. جزاكم الله خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. إن شاء الله today I would like to discuss with you a verse from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the most famous verses in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a verse that most of us have read, most of us have heard, but unfortunately most of us have not understood and appreciated as this verse deserves to be understood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his noble book, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, mathalu nurihi kamishkat fiha misbah, المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book he tells us, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. And it is from this statement that this verse has come to be known as Ayat al-Nur, the verse of light. And the surah has come to be known as Surah An-Nur, the surah of light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. This is meant in every sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light of the heavens and the earth in a metaphorical sense because he guides, he provides guidance to all of those who are in the heavens and the earth. And his light, the light which is in his book, is spiritual guidance for all of his dutiful slaves. And the laws that he has instituted fill the lives of his slaves with light. And likewise, there's also a physical aspect to this light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is light. As he has said, he is the light of the heavens and the earth. Prophet ﷺ, he told us, حِجَابُهُ النُّورِ, his veil is light. لَوْ كَشَفَهُ لَأَحْرَقَتْ سُبُحَاتُ وَجْهِهِ مَنْ تَهَا إِلَيْهِ بَصَرُهُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. If he were to uncover that veil, if he were to lift that veil, then the rays of light from his face would burn up whatever his sight can reach of his creation. And of course we know that his sight reaches all of his creation. And so therefore, had he not veiled his face with this veil that is also a veil of light, then his vision, his face, the rays of his face would have burned up the entire creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is in every sense light. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went for the mi'raj. And he went up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than any of his creation. And so he was asked later on, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ رَبَّكَ? Did you see your Lord? He said, أَنَّا أَرَاهُ كَانَ نُورًا. How could I see him? There was just light. Nothing but light. All he saw was light. So he did not see his Lord in this life. But inshallah, in the next life, the believers and the prophets will see their Lord. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وُجُوهٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. On that day, there are faces that will be bright, radiant, and they will be looking at their Lord. So on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow us to see His blessed face. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the light of the heavens and the earth. Then He says, مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاءٍ. The example of His light is like a niche. A niche is a small indentation in a wall. The example of His light is like a niche. In that niche, there is a lamp. Now, this example, the Mufassirun from the Sahaba and those after them, they said that this example is the example of Allah's light in the heart of the believer. And that light is the light of the Quran and the light of Iman. So the heart of the believer is like a niche. It is like this hole in the wall, because when you place a lamp in the niche gathers the light rather than it becoming scattered. So likewise, the heart of the believer gathers together this light, the light of Iman that Allah places in his heart, the light that is taken from the light of the Quran. And so, in this niche, there is a lamp. And the lamp is in glass. And that glass, أَزُجَادَةُ كَأَنَّهَا كَوْكَبٌ دُرِّي. That glass is like a brilliant star. So imagine one of the most brilliant stars in the night sky, the brightest and the shiniest of the stars in the night sky. This glass is like that. Because this glass is so pure and so clear that it is radiant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, now this lamp, it is fueled by a blessed olive tree. A blessed olive tree. And so the fuel for this light of this lamp, is oil, which has been pressed from an olive tree. And He says, لا شرقية ولا غربية. It is neither easterly nor westerly, meaning that it is in a place so medial that the sun reaches it at both the beginning of the day when the sun is in the east, and at the end of the day when the sun is in the west. So as a result of this, the oil that comes from this tree is the purest of oil, and it is the least dense, the least opaque of oils. And so it is so pure and so clear. يَكَادُ زَيْتُهَا يُضِيءُ وَلَوْ لَمْ تَمْسَسْهُ نَارٌ. Its oil almost gives off light even before it is touched by any fire to light it. So this is because this oil is so clear, so translucent, it almost glows by itself. When the fire touches it, the glow of this oil, it becomes even more intense. And of course, you know, when you light oil, it catches on fire, and so this gives off light. But it was already light, and now you have lit the oil, and so there is more light. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, نُورٌ عَلَى نُورٌ. This is the example for the heart of the believer. And the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which He places in the heart of the believer. The heart of the believer is like this lamp with this oil, this blessed oil, because it is also illuminated. It is also illuminated. And the heart of the believer, because it is pure, in its pure original state, the believer is almost able to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply by way of his fitrah, the God-given nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him with. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا مِن مَوْلُودٍ إِلَّا يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. There is no child that is born except that he is born upon the fitrah. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. But it is his parents who will make him into a Jew or a Christian or a Majusi, a Zoroastrian. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, كَمَا تُنْتَجُ الْبَهِيمَ جَمْعًا. Just as an animal is born whole, هَلْ تَحِسُونَ فِيهَا مِنْ جَدْعًا. Do you find amongst them any that is mutilated? It is only after the animal is born that later on the owner will mutilate it. It will put, you know, brand it or cut its ears or whatever that the owner does. But it is born whole, complete, unmutilated. Likewise, the child, the human being is born on the fitrah. And by this fitrah, he intrinsically recognizes his Lord. He intrinsically recognizes his Creator. So, with this light which is intrinsic to the believer, he recognizes that the universe has a Creator. He looks around him, and he sees the trees and the animals in all of their diversity, in all of their splendor, in all of their perfection, this perfect order of the universe. And he intrinsically recognizes that there is a Lord who has created all of this. There is a Lord who controls and maintains all of this. He intrinsically recognizes this. He intrinsically recognizes that the Lord who must have created all of this must be all-powerful, and that he must be all-knowing, and that he must be all-hearing and all-seeing. This is something that we know with our fitrah without ever having read the Quran. So like, this is the example of the believer, the heart of the believer. It already has this light, this fuel. But then the fuel comes, and that fuel is the Quran. The Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this fuel of wahi reaches him, it comforts his heart, it gives it glad tidings, and it mixes with the radiance that is already present in the heart. And so this light of revelation is added to the light of his own God-given nature, the nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with. And so it tells him more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his beautiful names and his majestic attributes. It reaffirms what he already knew, and it adds detail and richness to his faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so his faith is then founded on the testimony of his nature, of his fitrah, and above that, the testimony of revelation. And this revelation, it tells him more about his Creator. For example, we all know that there is a Creator, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has described Himself in many ways to illustrate that He is the Creator. And each of these different names, it tells us something about His creation and the manner in which He has created. So He tells us that He is Al-Khaliq, and He is Al-Khalaq, the one who creates time and time again. He is Al-Khalaq Al-Alim, the one who creates time and time again with knowledge. And He is Badi' al-Samawati wal-Ard, the one who created the heavens and the earth without their having had any precedent, anything like them before. He created them without there being anything like them for Him to imitate. And likewise, He tells us that He is Fatir al-Samawati wal-Ard. And the word Fatara, it means to split. And so, some of the scholars that have understood from this that this is in reference to how the heavens and the earth were joined together, and then Allah split them, and He formed of them the various creations, the various the heavens and the earth, and so on and so forth, and everything that they can contain. And so the Quran, it adds richness and detail to what we know about Him. He tells us that He is Ar-Rahman, the one whose mercy is so vast that it is unfathomable. And He is also Ar-Rahim, the one whose mercy is constant. It doesn't run out, it doesn't waver for even a moment. And so all of these names, all of this that Allah is telling us about Himself, it adds to our understanding that we already had just by our fitrah. We already had it. And likewise His laws, we intrinsically recognize some of the basic laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instituted. Everyone by his fitrah, he knows that lying is evil, adultery is evil, murder is evil, stealing is evil. We intrinsically recognize this. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us additional laws which are for our own benefit and which are based on tremendous wisdom, because He is Al-Hakim, the one who possesses complete and infinite wisdom. And so these laws, they fill our life with light because they make our lives bearable, they make our lives blessed. And so it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has sent down to us this book to fill our lives with light. So it is important that we study and understand this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what it is telling us about ourselves and about our Creator and about our responsibilities towards our Creator. We have to read this book. We have to understand this book. This book is a blessed book. It is a blessed book. If you read it, you will receive blessing. But it was not sent down simply for tabarruk. It was not sent down simply for us to put on our shelves or to hold over the head of the bride and the groom as they walk out from the wedding. It has far greater purposes than this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَتْدَبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. It is a book we have sent down as a blessed book, Mubarak. But why? What was the purpose? لِيَتْدَبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ, so that they may ponder its verses, and so that the people of intellect, the people ulul albab, so that they may take lesson from it, so they may take admonition from it. And ulul albab literally means the people with brains. Albab is plural of lob, and this is brains. So if you have a brain, use it. Use it to read the Quran. Read the Quran. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. We have made the Quran easy to take lessons from. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Is there any who will take lessons? Inshallah, we will break with that. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, الله سبحانه وتعالى in the following verses that follow this particular verse, He tells us a little bit more about this light. He tells us that we have to look for this light. It is not enough for us to simply wait for it to come to us. We have to go out and seek it. The question is, where do you seek this light? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He answers this question in the next verse. فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرُ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْأَعْصَالِ. In houses which Allah has ordered to be raised, meaning that they should be built, the structure should be raised, but also that their status, their honor should be raised, they should be held in respect, held in reverence. He has ordered that they be raised, and that His name be mentioned therein. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْأَعْصَالِ. And tasbih is made of Him by morning and afternoon, people are making tasbih, they're in these masjids. Then who, he answers, in the next verse he tells us, who is it that is making this tasbih? رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. Men whom neither trade, business, nor selling distracts them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the establishment of salah and giving of zakah. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. They fear a day in which the hearts and the eyes will be turned about. لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُكُمْ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So that Allah may reward them for the best of what they did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the best of lords that one could add, possibly hope to have. He doesn't simply reward you for your deeds, He rewards you for the best of what you did. And not only does He give you in return for what you have, your deeds, what you have earned, وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and He gives them more out of His bounty. وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And Allah gives whomever He wills, He provides to whomever He wills, without measure. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for the believers in the hereafter is immeasurable. The Prophet ﷺ, he told us, if all of you, men and jinn, were to gather in a single place and to ask, as each and every one of you asked for whatever you wanted to ask for, and Allah granted it to each and every one of you, this would not decrease what Allah has, what Allah possesses, in the least bit. So, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of giving us is limitless. And He is ready to give it to us. So we have to take advantage of this. Coming to the masajid, this is the greatest place where this light can be found, the light of the Qur'an, where the imam recites the Qur'an in the salah, and the believers, they recite the Qur'an, and they make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside of the salah, inside of the salah. So we have to take advantage of this, coming to the salah. The believers before us, particularly the Sahaba, they had this light. This light has filled their lives, it has filled their hearts. When Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was murdered, everyone knows the story, Abu Lu'lu' al-Majusi came and stabbed him while he was leading the prayer. And so he was on his deathbed for some days, dying of his wounds. Some of the Sahaba, they came in to see Umar. And he was unconscious, because now he was going in and out of consciousness, he's losing blood. And so they said, how can we wake him? They were trying to wake him, but they weren't able to wake him. How can we wake him? So Ibn Abbas said, he said, let us wake him with the salah. So they said, As-salah ya amir al-mu'mineen, the salah o amir al-mu'mineen. Umar radiallahu anhu, he woke up. He woke up and he said, na'am, la habza fil islami liman tarka as-salah. There is no share in Islam for the one who abandons the salah. Amen. And he stood and he prayed while his wound was gushing blood. So this is how the people before us were. And this is the example that we should follow. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهُ. These are the ones whom Allah guided. So follow their example. Follow the example of their guidance. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also tells us about the previous nations and the previous prophets and their righteous followers. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاءَ الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيًّا. There came after them generations that abandoned the salah, and they followed their lusts, their desires, and they shall meet ghay. Ghay, they say, the Mufassirin, they say, here it is referring to evil. That they will end up in an evil state in Jahannam, wal-iyadu billah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from that. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who benefit from His book and those who frequent His house. Because it is His house where we are protected from our shahawat. It is His house where we are protected from the evils of the dunya, of the worldly life. If we come to His houses, if we frequent His houses, we will gain this light and put this light in our heart, we will be able to see our worldly life for what it truly is. And so we just go and do business, but it will not distract you from salah. It will not distract you from zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will not become an excuse for you to not give your zakah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us like our pious ancestors, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and the rest of the Sahaba. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل الدعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء هذا الدين يا رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة